From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Circular Reasoning CC in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. CC was a chameleon, color shifting green to blue to cream, depending on her mood, and she was a quick talker with one very slippery habit. When you asked her why she believed a thing, her reason always turned out to be the thing itself, wearing a different coat. "That map is trustworthy," she announced one day, holding up a crumpled old map. "How do you know?" a passing rabbit asked. "Because it's a reliable map," CC said. "But how do you know it's reliable?" "Because," CC said, shifting a confident shade of green. "Trustworthy maps are reliable, and this one is trustworthy." The rabbit's nose twitched. Something had gone in a circle, but it had gone so fast and so smoothly, it was hard to catch. That was CC's whole thing, and she wasn't a villain. She was a teacher, spinning that loop right out in the open, so you could learn to feel the exact moment an argument bites its own tail.
CC's loop had a birthplace. She'd grown up in a den where one big rule hung over everything. The rules are right because they are the rules. Whenever little CC asked why this, why not that, the answer curved straight back to the start. "We do it this way because this is the way we do it. That's true because it's simply true." For a long time, it satisfied her, the way a merry-go-round satisfies you until you notice you haven't actually gone anywhere. Then one dizzy afternoon, CC asked her favorite question, "But why?" and really listened to the answer, and heard it loop back to the question, and felt the floor of it drop away. There was no ground under the argument. It was all just the same claim, holding hands with itself in a ring. She never heard a "because" the same way again.
CC took the long road to Logic Quest, changing color the whole way, and stood, briefly blue with nerves, in front of Inspector Logos. "What is circular reasoning?" the inspector asked. "It's when your reason for a thing is the thing," CC said. "You try to prove your conclusion, but the proof you offer is just the conclusion again in a different outfit. X is true because X is true," she flickered green. "I do it whenever I believe something deeply but don't have any outside evidence for it, so I lean on the belief to hold up the belief. The skill is catching when a premise is really just the conclusion in disguise." Inspector Logos nodded slowly. "Petitio Principi, Aristotle named it. The argument looks like it's carrying weight, but it's leaning on itself," she smiled. "Catching that takes careful reading. You'll do nicely. Hired."
CC's best lesson came from a boy named Theo, who owned a smooth gray stone he was sure was lucky. "It's a lucky stone," he told her. "How can you tell?" CC asked, gently, because she knew this dance from the inside. "Because lucky things bring good luck, and this brings me good luck, so it's lucky." CC shifted a thoughtful cream. "Let's lay it out flat. Write the reason on one side and the thing you're proving on the other." She helped him line it up. "Claim, the stone is lucky. Reason, because it's lucky." Theo stared at the two sides. They were the same sentence. "Oh," he said, "the reason is just the answer again." "That's it exactly," CC said. "That's the loop. Here's how you catch it every time. First, say the argument out loud. Plain. Reason's here, conclusion there. Second, check. Does any reason just restate the conclusion in new words? Third, listen for a because that's followed by the very thing you were trying to prove." She flickered blue. "But careful. Sometimes people repeat their conclusion at the end of a good argument, just to land it. That's fine, if the real support came first. Circular reasoning is when the repeat is the only support there ever was."
Theo turned the gray stone over in his palm, a little crestfallen. "So it's not lucky?" "Maybe it is, maybe it isn't," CC said kindly. "You just don't have a reason yet. You have a circle. And here's the strange good part. She waited until he looked up. Feel your shoulders right now. Theo noticed them, hunched, tight, from all that going round and round. He let them drop.
There, Cece said softly. That's the reward. When you spot the loop, the dizzy, stuck, chasing your tail feeling lets go, and everything unclenches, and you can breathe. It's like stepping off the merry-go-round onto solid ground. She glowed a warm, settled green. Catching circular reasoning takes careful reading. That's the skill. But that unstuck, lighter feeling when the loop finally opens, that's the whole reason to bother. Chase that.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Circular Reasoning CC. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.